This is GQDN for Wednesday, February of the 15th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your book at audibletrial.com/groupquest. You get a credit there. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some CD Projekt Red. Oh, it's PlayStation Plus multiplayer for free? And Returnal coming to PC. I made that rhyme. But we begin today with an article from DualShockers.com, and they are saying that Microsoft is getting ready to defend the Activision Blizzard deal in a hearing with the EU regulator. So, Microsoft will be attending the hearing in Brussels on February the 21st. So that way they can defend the Activision Blizzard deal before regulators can reach a conclusion on the deal itself. That is something that they caught from Reuters. So what would their argument be? Well, it is unclear, though we suspect it will be about how competition will remain competitive between not just the three companies, Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation, but also amongst the software companies, which are far too numerous to name here. So, there's a bit of an update on that. But we go to Destructoid and we find out that Activision Blizzard will be starting to bring people back in a return to office mandate. So, with that being a return to office, that is because people were out of office because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But now with everything subdued, they should be coming back to work. In fact, a spokesperson from GameIndustry.biz did say, quote, Activision Blizzard has been returning teams to the office over the past year. And on February 13th, we've updated our future work plans. In close partnership with each leading team, we crafted a plan that is customized based on what's best for our business and our teams. We look forward to the increased real-time in-person collaboration and opportunities this will change will foster. That was said by the Activision Blizzard spokesperson. My apologies. But let's take a bit closer in look via Kotaku, and they said that a World of Warcraft player hit max level before starting Dragonflight in a 200-day grind. So, the player is Chichos, and the process did take over 200 real days because he went on a five-account-wide completing quest, self-quest, by doing missions that can be started and finished by any character, pet battles, and picking up different flowers and mining ores, that stuff. So, he did post on Twitter, not on Twitter, but on Reddit, quote, why? Because it's the ultimate solo player way to level a character. You never leave the Exile's Reach ship. You never defeat another player, dungeon boss, or group with anyone else. You never die. And because I consider doing it fun. Okay, so maybe not getting flowers and ore, but still. Pet battles will get you experience, along with taking out some enemies. And you know what? That's absolutely fine, too. Now we're going to get a little bit explicit, and I do apologize, because IGN did say that CD Projekt Red did get some different textures into the Witcher 3 Wild Hunt's next-gen update. So, CD Projekt Red did say, quote, we want to also add the removal of these elements is not to intend as a statement against nudity or mature themes, but rather to attempt to maintain visual coherence across all character models, including these textures in the game, was not something we planned from the start. But what do we know from the Witcher series? It's a really good game, but if you let things run wild on it, things can run very wild. Take your playing responsibly. We do have a little bit of an update on Saudi Arabia putting its stake into Nintendo, brought to us by DualShockers.com. And Nintendo, their stake in Nintendo has risen from 6% to 7.08%. This is going to be very interesting to keep an eye on, because we know that the Saudi Arabia Investment Group really does have interest in a lot of different things. And they know that games is a big, video game is just a big thing. So, now we got to transition over to something, well, a bunch of cool stuff. We will start the cool stuff with BlueNews.com. And if you like Returnal on your PlayStation, Returnal now comes to PC. And here is what the post did say. Quote, after crash landing on the shape-shifting world, Celine must search through the barren landscape of an ancient civilization for her escape. Isolated and alone, she finds herself fighting tooth and nail for survival again and again. She's defeated, forced to restart the journey every time she dies. Through fast, relentless gameplay, you'll discover that just as a planet changes with every cycle, so do the items at your disposal. Every loop offers new combinations, empowering you to push your boundaries and approach combat with different strategy each time. Brought to life by stunning visual effects, the dark beauty of the decaying world around you is packed with explosive surprises, from high stakes, bullet hell fueled combat and jaw-dropping twists and turns set across stark and contrasting environments. You'll explore, discover, and fight your way through an unforgiving journey where mystery stalks your every move. Designed for extreme replayability, the procedural world of Returnal invites you to dust yourself off in the face of defeat and take on a new evolving challenges with every rebirth. So, yep, Sarah's coming to PC. I'm sorry, Celine is coming to PC, not Sarah. I'm an idiot. But idiots do team up, don't they? Eurogamer.net says that PlayStation Plus will be having a free online multiplayer weekend from Saturday going into Sunday. So, PlayStation Plus, if you have team-up games on PlayStation and you have PlayStation Plus, you'll be able to team up to some of those games. If one person has the game and you want to team up with that person, all you have to do is download it for free. Now, that starts on Saturday the 18th, and the promotion runs for only 24 hours. But guess what? You have a PlayStation, so you should already have a PlayStation account. And by the way, you got to have an internet connection. Duh, right? So, once you have those, you can get on with your gaming right there. And this is, by the way, this is also a part of, I believe, the Days of Play, or the PlayStation Plus Festival of Play, which that runs until the 24th of February. Hey, that's what it is. That's what it is. But now we go to something else that sounds pretty cool. GameSpot.com did say that Xbox X Defiant is still in the works and could have its first play test this week. So now this game wants to take on Call of Duty. That is its main goal. But can it hold up? Well, if you want to find out whether or not the game holds up, you can go to the X Defiance website and you can sign up for their beta test, which will be on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. It'll be cross-platform in those ways, but they're not putting it on Xbox One or PlayStation 4, etc., etc. But keep in mind, this is just a play test. So we'll find out what maps are available and characters are available and all that stuff. But one little fast, fun thing, it's a reminder, people, IGN Fan Fest is coming, and I said the three magic letters, IGN, so you know I got it from IGN.com. And once again, it's already started. It's on the 10th, so that was 5 days ago. But the preview content was already shown on the 13th. Day one starts in 2 days. That's at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Day two is on February 18th, same start time. And it goes over quite a few things. So when they say 17 and 18, it's a Friday and Saturday thing. And you know they're going to go over movies, TV shows, and video games through all the different platforms for the TV shows, obviously. And, of course, all the movies that are coming out, like Creed and Scream, Cocaine Bear, kind of that stuff. So, where can you find all that good stuff? Well, they're going to be everywhere. IGN.com, the Facebook channel, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, their Steam page, iOS app, Android app, PlayStation 4 app, Xbox One app, Roku, Android TV, Fire TV, Apple TV, Samsung TV, Pluto TV, and Plex Live TV. Basically everywhere. Basically. We're pretty much everywhere too, because we are at Group Crest and at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Hey, there's good stuff out there. Believe in it. So go play some games, people.